not only man, the whole animation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So with that spirit we have to start in our bhajan, our realization. I am the sinner, none else to be blamed. The most sincere attempt will begin only there, when we will be, that attitude will start for purity. None to be blamed. Now see what is what. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. To err is human, to forgive is divine. He is ready to forgive. He is divinity. And I am born to err. My weakness. Weakness of my free will. So always I must seek for some shelter. I am not reliable. I want a guardian always. I am not reliable. Myself not reliable. So guardian is necessary. Asrama, shelter. Inevitable. The search for Saranagati. So Mahaprabhu says, your normal position is to become a slave to the highest good. There you thrive most. Thrive most there. Don't hate slavery. Slavery to the absolute good. Mean that. Slavery to the beauty. We can understand it something. Caught by the beauty, charmed by the beauty. We don't know how we have become a slave of beauty. We are already here. We can think it well. Beauty can charm. So become slave to the absolute beauty. That is no wrong, no loss there. That is normal, that is goodness. That is fairness. Everyone have got that temperament that is universal. Without that, there must be love. Shakespeare has written somewhere, I am told, that the sun, if a sun cannot melt one's heart, then he can commit murder. Something like that. It is writing of Shakespeare. A man is so hearted, if his heart cannot be melted by good sun, then he can commit murder. So abnormal. Who does not melt in by sweetness, sweet sound, sweetness, beauty, sound beauty. Music means sound beauty. So he is not charmed by beauty, not by song, divine. He is hard-hearted, he is a demonic temperament, not normal. A normal heart must submit to beauty, goodness. Goodness, beauty, harmony, all such same there. Love, Gaur-hari. Seek love through love. Search for love. true love. That is the main principle, and there may be some modification in the details. For love, we may have to come into conflict. A dog is coming to attack my child. I love my child. I must go to fight with the dog. The higher consideration and the lower consideration, they are in love. So love also sometimes presupposes cruelty, but that is of less value. Higher value will be on the love side, affection side. Gaur hari gaur. Nizai gaur hari gaur. Nizai gaur hari gaur. Nizai
gaur. So sometimes Krishna's sense of humor is Krishna? A little bit cruel. He is always breaking, stealing butter, breaking pots.
Huh? Cruel?
To the gopis. He is always destroying their work.
That is not cruelty. If the mother makes the child fast for some time, fasting, then he will be able to relish the food more palatably. So that sort of cruelty of the mother to the child, then I won't allow you to eat now. Fast for some time. That means new health and a new taste for the food. So cruelty is nowhere. Apparent cruelty is not cruelty. It is only to increase the tastefulness of the thing. That is no cruelty. A judiciousness. That is the nature of love. Ahiriva gati premno svabhava kuti lavavet. Rupa Goswami says, just as a serpent not goes straight but by crooked nature, so the love, the nature of love and affection is naturally crooked, but does not mean that crooked means nishthur keki padana the cruelty. Crookedness is not cruelty, it is naturally crooked, the serpent moves. So love is also of that nature, only to create taste, only to create variety into the beauty. So-called partition and division is there. To improve classification is for improve and for to remove the staleness of things, to supply some novelty every point, navanavayaman. It does not become stale. Every moment it seems to be new. So that variegatedness only for this purpose. Just as moving in a circle, it contributes to eternity, Vishnu Chakra. One pushes another and another, it becomes eternity in a circle. So also this variegatedness, one is pushing in this way, the novelty is maintained there in the movement. It is necessary for that. Hungry, then relishing food. Without hunger, no one cannot relish taste of food. So hunger is necessary.
Is this why on this plane sometimes someone is a devotee of Krishna and he is feeling Krishna's presence in some way, and then all of a sudden he goes through a period where there is no sense of feeling Krishna? The Christians call this one John of the Cross, he called this the dark night of the soul.
Oh.
When this awareness of Krishna goes.
That is viraha. In the Nitya Lila, that is viraha. And what more? They are quarreling one another. They are for separation. And that is the necessary development in the art of love. We are told that the necessary development, nature of development is the love, the artistic. They are all as artistic representation in love. For beauty and the harmony, the artistic division necessary. And the sound also, high, low, different type, in beauty also, different sort, types of figure. Not one stale thing is beautiful. So, diversity in unity. And harmony means grouped in such a way that it seems very happy, beautiful. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari, Nidai. Nidai Gaur Hari Go. Nidai Gaur Hari Go.
Guru Maharaj, when Sri Sri Premadama Deva Stotram is published, some hearts will melt. Some hearts will melt.
Will melt.
It's a very beautiful translation of a very beautiful poem.
All right, let us hope so. And then by step by step we will advance. So many things are done there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes?
Can you tell us some things about the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur?
What does she say? Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur?
Yes, can you tell us some things about his disappearance?
She's asking if you would relate some incidences about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Disappearance?
Yes.
I shall give some statement.
That's the question, yes.
What does she know? How he disappeared?
I don't think she knows much.
What do you know?
Nothing.
I want to know.
What do I want to know?
What do you know?
I know nothing, except the year.
No, what do you want to know?
What were the circumstances surrounding his disappearance?
Second canto.
The circumstances.
Circumstances. The second? Situation at his disappearance.
That's history.
Yes.
This is all on the page.
But sometime he showed us in his last days that his heart is going to be damaged. Then some sort of treatment, what Kaviraji and Adopathy that was arranged. But gradually he felt that he is becoming weak and weak. Then 36 October, we went to Puri, he along with some of us went to Puri. And there was that Purushottam out on the Chatak Parbat, whether you have gone there or not. Have you visited Puri?
No, not yet.
There is one sand hill, hillock. There was his bungalow, and he lived there, the Purushottam Math. And so many of us also went with him. And he was very fond of hearing that sloka of Dasa Goswami, Nijanikatami Vasam Dehi Govardhanattam. Every day that was sung before him, and the Sirupa Manjari Pada Seymour Sampada, this song also was sung by Jajavar Maharaj, who came here, lived for some time. You might have seen him.
Yes.
And in this way, and then after a month, he came back to Calcutta. We had left a party in Cuttack for some collection. Then we got information that his health is being broken day by day. We also came to Calcutta. When we went to Puri, at that time one Goswami Maharaj, there he was Aplakita Prabhu at that time, he was sent to London. And in the Khurda station, his own garland he put on his head and told him, go there, and if anyone desires to take Harinam, I allow you to give that. Then when coming back, then when we got this news from Cuttack, we came to Calcutta and found that it was very stingy winter, and treatment was going on. In spite of that health did not improve. We are rendering duty in his sick bed. I was also among them. My duty was from 2 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock morning. Just before 24 hours of his departure, he called for me and asked me to sing a song as Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sri Mod Sampada, this famous song, which is supposed to be the highest realization of any Gauriya Vaishnava devotee. Then after 24 hours, that is the 1st January, early morning, he left the world. He was lying and slight jerking thrice. Like hicka, what is that?
Hiccup.
Slight hiccup, thrice. And everything calm, was calm. Then, of course, it was in Calcutta Mart, Bagbajar Gauriya Mart. A special train from Calcutta to Krishnagar was arranged. And from Bagbajar Mart, we carried his holy body to Salda station, from there to the special train to Krishnagar, from there on the roof of a bus came to this and this Sarvganja Ghat. From there we crossed the Saraswati River, and then again we carried by our soldier to the mat. And there, this place of Samadhi. In the morning we came, we reached, the whole day it took to come from Calcutta, to come to Chaitanya Math. About 7-8 o'clock we reached Chaitanya Math at night. Then the digging of the grave was begun. We were engaged in that ourselves. Then early morning, of course, he was blessed, and from there I still remember his dignified figure. He sat in a very dignified position and in a very, very glazing color. His complexion was fair, but after 24 hours, when he was made to sit on an asana, a dignified position of an Acharya, the tall and fair and the thin and very soft body. Then of course the salt was given around, and then the salt and the earth came to after this, he's sitting, I came out. I could not stand to cover his head. I came out, and then I again go covered. The tulasi plant was put there, and we all circumambulated with some sang and some reading of Bhagavatam, Haridas Thakur. I specially requested, who was chanting the conclusion poetry in Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary made by himself. Prabhupada has his anubhashya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the conclusion he composed a poem, very sweet and very lamenting temperament. I asked to read that poem of him, and it was read. Then Haridas Thakur Nityam in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that was read. And then circumambulation of the Samadhi, the Tulsi plant from that. And one gentleman requested me to chant the same Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, what 2 days before he requested me to sing, and I sang. So that song was sung by me, and then everything finished. And we are all fasting yesterday, the whole day. And the Thursday, before sunrise, 1 or 2 hours before sunrise, he disappeared. Whole Friday, we took him to the mat, and everyone fasting, even not a drop of water. Then after the Saturday, about 9 or 10 o'clock, we took something. Then taking prasad again, their engagement in Calcutta. And the respectable man was appointed as president in the meeting. So after that again, we have, at least I and a few, had to go back to Calcutta. That in the meeting, the whole body was too much tired, that can't move. Still, we had to attain. So many disciples from outside, they flocked together, all in pale and weeping mood, the whole the small area was all hailing, crying, weeping in this way. Hare Krishna, in this way. 36 went away, 37 began. Meeting quiet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur, Gaur Hari.
Maharaj, have you had any visions?
Any?
Have you had any visions of your Guru Maharaj since his disappearance?
Several times. Many a time. Hare Krishna. Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur Nidhai Gaur. Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur. How? What's the time? 9?
Yes, 9 o'clock.
So I have got some engagement hereafter. You have to collect 200 copies.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
As much as...
I was wondering why the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't use any yoga in their yoga sanas, pranayama, in their service to Krishna. So I know the Ramanujas, some sects, they use yoga and pranayama.
Yoga?
Yoga sanas and pranayama. I was wondering why Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not use yoga and pranayama.
Yoga and?
Pranayama.
Breathing exercises.
Pranayama. Why the discard?
Yes.
The discard, any artificial thing. God is with heart. Heart is the important part. And to appeal to the heart, transaction with the heart. By natural force to acquire some psychic power and to press them with that power to God. Is that a form of worship, pleasing? One who has got heart, hearty transaction, that is the most natural thing. Service. Satisfaction is for himself, and I shall acquire some power from elsewhere, and by dint of that, I shall encroach on him. What the yoga will do? Yoga will give some power in me, and what with that power I shall do with him? The opposite is necessary. I am meanest of the mean. I want your face. You accept me as a slave, as your meanest servant. This is the way to approach the high and to gather some power, and with the dint of that power to jump on that superior entity. That should be the process of getting him, his favor. Favor is favor. I want his favor. He is all complete, all perfect. I want his favor. And I must approach him in the meanest way to secure his favor, his grace. I have no position, I have nowhere. I wholesale dependent on him. This is my natural position, constructive position, constitutional position. I am wholly dependent on him. So anything to sue him must be of that temperament. I want his favor, his grace. Please accept me. I am so heinous, so simple, so misunderstanding. You are my best friend. I left you and I went somewhere else to search for my prospect. I was so mean. Neglecting you, I went somewhere to search my prospect. I am not only a sinner, I am a treacherous man. In this way, we have to go to back to our highest friend, our most affectionate friend. What this yoga power will do me, is above all seduction. With the power of yoga, I shall influence him and bring him in my favor. He is in any way to be controlled by the yoga power. What yoga will do to me? He is all independent, absolute. He is perfect in himself. Other influence won't work there. That will be enraging his temperament. If I approach him with some recommendation or with some guardian, he will have to. The Vaishnavas are our guardian, Guru Vaishnava. We may go to him and ask them to plead for me to his agents, and not any natural power external to him. By yoga we can acquire some power, subtle power, but no power can work on him against his sweet will. We must approach him in the line of his sweet will. And those that have faith in his sweet will, that is the devotees, through the devotees we must approach. Through him we must approach him, and not through any other power we should try to approach him. That will be opposite. If we want to know him, it is futile. We can't know him. We shall pray, please, make yourself known to me, if necessary. Otherwise, it is not necessary that I shall waste my energy requesting him, you please make yourself known to me. That is also not necessary, redundant. I want to satisfy you, to contribute something for your satisfaction. Please accept me. You are full, you are perfect, you have no need. But for my necessity, give me some sort of service. Service means in the line of satisfaction to you. That should be our attitude, to approach him. To approach a friend, affectionate friend. So many mystic persons should not be called for help in our attempt. And whatever is done, we can control ourselves to a certain extent by taking course of those yoga practice. Yamadivir yogapati kamalubha hato muhu. For some time, we can check our senses. This is the effect of the yoga. But the yoga cannot give the absolute. His absolute means he is above all. He is self-sufficient. Absolute means self-sufficient. He is not dependent of any other thing. And yoga can help us to control our mental and physical anomalies or eccentricities. That also for the time being, not for eternity. Yamadivi yogapati kamalobha hato muhu. For the time being, this kaam, krodh, lobha, moha, all these may be brought under control for some temporary period. Mukunda Sivayajat Bhattasadhatman Samad. But if we can engage ourselves in the service of Mukunda, then all these disturbances go once for all. By finding the sweet taste in his service, in his company, all these so-called charming proposals retire eternally. Won't come back again. The charm for lust, the charm for anger, or for greed, all these things, they will vanish altogether, once for all. If we get just the service of the Lord, Mukunda. Gaur hari, gaur hari, gaur hari, gaur hari. Naham vede no tavasa, no dane no nati jaya, sakko evam vidhu dhishtun, kirga gantan vrishtun cha parantapa. All other means the faith of the bhaktya tanannaya, only exclusive devotion can get me, as you see, Arjuna. But other things, they cannot lead to such position, any devotee. Bhakta to ananaya bhakta. Not also devotion for the temporary devotion. Permanent and exclusive. Sadbhadasman parityajyamami kanga. All else rejected, only concentrated to my own self. That sort of devotion can only give me to you, to the devotee. All else futile and the shameful. That with some hired persons, they will come to canvass me. No. My agents are best beneficiary to you, benefactor to you. They are searching to canvass persons in my favor. My agents are there. And that is not for any business purpose. Their business is to do good to others. With this idea, so many agents are out to canvass for me, come through them, and not seek any recommendation outside, and anyhow to come to force me to favor you. That is not the path proper. Come to me through my own agent, and there, they have got no other aspiration for their own. They are all given to my service. And they are wandering and trying to recruit persons for the benefit of those recruited. For their benefit, they are wandering, so come through them, never otherwise. What is yoga? Jama, jama. There is air, there are so many things. By controlling that, it will force me to come to you. I am the absolute autocrat. Don't care for anything else. No necessity of caring anything else, any force, any tactics, any cunning method, conversing. Nothing can defeat me. I am autocrat. And in the line of autocracy, admitting that, you try to come to me. The demigods are many. They are making trades. And by I am not under the commodity of their trade. None can make trade with me. I am absolute. Only devotion and exclusive devotion, and not formal, but natural, hearty. That is sincere. I look for that. I look for the heart and not for anything else. Bhavagyahi janardana. Patram puspam phalam tuyam jome bhakta pajacchati tadaham bhakti paritam asnami paryadatam. Whatever my devotee offers to me with sincere devotion, with sincere affection, I take that. It does not matter whether it is a leaf or a flower or water or anything else. Not any rich food or rich presentation is necessary for me. What I want the heart. I want sincerity. Good faith I want. That is the highest thing in me. There is one poem by a poet, written by a poet, carefully. Oh Krishna, he said, oh Krishna, you have everything, but only you have not the heart. The heart is stolen by the gopis. Your heart has chorited by the gopis. Gopis have stolen your heart. So, you have everything, but the heart or the mind is not present in you, that is already stolen. So, you take my heart. You accept my mind. That is wanting in you. So please accept my mind to you. Because your heart is empty. Take my heart. Attract my heart towards you. Sweetheart is a word. Sweetheart is applied only to the ladies or to the men also. Vice versa.
To the ladies.
Only ladies can be sweetheart.
Mostly. Well, it can be both ways. Usually the
And a man cannot be sweetheart to the lady? Sort of application.
It could.
It is not applied in that way.
It can be. Sometimes.
Sometimes. A sweetheart. Hare Krishna. Churitam Tera. That stroke I forget. It is.
Mother Naika.
Mother Naika. Where was she so long?